You know, out here in Montana, we obviously know quite a bit about deserted places. We got miles and miles and miles of deserted places, you know. And occasionally, I like to, just to rest, just to get away, go out, find some place, you know, maybe go down to CMR or, you know, down to the lake or somewhere out, some land somewhere, and just get away. Get somewhere where there's no human habitation, no sound, man-made sound, turn off the truck, and just enjoy the sights and the sounds and the smells of nature. That for me can be really invigorating and restful, to just take that time to get away. That's what our Lord wanted to do with his apostles in the gospel today. You know, they had been doing the work to preach the gospel, to preach the repentance of sins. And after they'd been so successful at that work, our Lord wanted to take them away for some rest. Because spiritually, we all need to get away. We all need rest. We all need to, in the words of the gospel, come away from the busyness of the world. We need to shut all that out and take time to focus on rest in the spiritual life. That's why we have today, Sunday, the Sabbath. It's a day that we set aside all our routines, we set aside all our day-to-day work, and we slow down and rest. We take that time to rest. Take that time to focus on our spiritual life. We take the time to gather as a family. First of all, as a parish family, gather for Mass for the worship of God as a parish family. But we're also encouraged to gather as individual families and as friends to spend time together instead of running in four different directions like it seems like families always are. It seems like we're always heading off in different directions and different ways and doing different things. Well, Sunday is a day to bring that back, to come in and gather as a family. And it's a day that should not be filled with activity. We like to have activities. We like to have things constantly going on. But we need, spiritually, we need to have this day of rest. It's as required for our spiritual life as eating at least once a day is required for our physical life. If we don't have that, it hurts us spiritually just as badly. The problem, of course, is that we fill our lives with have-to-dos, things we have to do. We have to do this. We have to do that. We have to go there. We have to be there. We do all these things. On Sunday, the only have-to-do we really should have is Mass. Now, I understand, of course, that we all have things that we have to do every day of our lives, things that must be done regardless what day it is. I understand that. The challenge for us on Sundays is to minimize that. Minimize those to as few things as possible so that we can spend the time in relaxation, in rest. One thing we must avoid as much as we can is any activity that would keep us from coming to Mass. And this is where I get a little disappointed with some of the tournaments and swim meets and things like that, where they start early on a Sunday morning. They don't give the participants time to celebrate, to go to Mass. Same thing with other activities people like to do on Sundays, go out fishing or whatever. You know, go do that after Mass, not during. One thing I will say, at least, with the county fair going on, they set up their schedule pretty well, that there really wasn't anything going on this morning. It really didn't start till 11 o'clock. So those who wanted to go to Mass had the opportunity, but wouldn't miss any of the events that they might have been involved in with the fair. So I think they did a good job with the schedule. Because at a minimum, at an absolute minimum, Sunday morning should be open. Should be open for Mass. Of course, we're, you know, here we do it a little later than Sunday morning, but not by much. But at least Sunday morning should be open for Mass and for family activities. Because as a culture, we don't respect a day of rest. I don't know if you've noticed that, but the idea of just taking a day to rest is almost foreign to our culture. Our culture, you know, we hear people, it's like we always have to be going. We always have to be doing something. That's why, you know, Sunday is, seen as a day for yard work and housework. Interestingly, as I was leaving Malta, I saw one of the parishioners over there mowing his lawn today. He wasn't listening to the homily, apparently. You know, but we see it as a day to do yard work. We see it as a day to have all these events and activities. We see it as a day to do weekly chores, weekly errands. You know, I know people who like to go grocery shopping every Sunday. We should avoid that. Fact is, we see Sunday as a day to do anything but rest. But we do need time to take rest, to get away from work, get away from busyness, as the apostles did. They were doing their work, and our Lord called them out of that to rest. May today and every Sunday be a day to come away and rest for a while.